At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester, and we are here at Scotty's table. Scotty doesn't know what's coming for him. We got some big spenders on the table with us today, too. Usually you see the units, it's like 25, 50 bucks.
I told you, we don't unit shame.
We don't unit shame, but I'm just saying. These guys, we got
for
some
someone
big
that claims to have, you know, just the perfect Goldilocks penis,
mm-hmm.
You're going to unit shame?
I know. I'm just saying I'm impressed.
I'm going to start out with a mere $100. Is that okay with you?
Well, no, because the whole entertainment is you losing thousands of dollars at a time.
I want to ease into it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to double down here. Clearly,
got to.
Got, the 10
got to.
Six.
Chilling on my 17.
Boom. Recording a little early this week.
Yeah, because you're in Oregon with the
currently.
Boys. Oh!
Boom.
Look at that.
The less you bet.
There we go.
The more you lose when you win.
Pretty much. Could have just doubled up your shit right there, $1,000. Going 500 on the table already. All right. Love to see it. Crowded table today.
Dude, he's just like...
Scotty's like, oh, it's hot. It's getting hot in here.
500 bucks on the table. He knows.
Respect.
Oh, he just like tapped me too. What's that mean?
Give you a little...
He gave Bustin an ace. He didn't give me the ace.
Damn, dude.
We're here with Brock. No K.
What's he got here?
Hell yeah, 18.
Should I split
six.
The fours on this? Yes.
No. Double down. Just double.
Splitting the fours.
If you just double down, you would have had an 18. You get a 10. Instead, if you get a 10, you get a... Well, you got a 10 there. So now you can double down. Should double down there.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep, probably should have. Yeah, hit. Stay.
Stay on 18.
I mean, that worked out for me pretty decent, I feel
it
like.
It shouldn't so. Have.
Suck my dick!
It shouldn't have.
But it did.
But that's not how things work, man. There we go, everybody wins.
I just saved the whole fucking table.
I don't know if you did.
I did. Hundo P.
No, because a 6 on a 16 is a bust.
Hundo P, save the fucking table. I know I won't get my flowers for it, but that's fine.
Nor should you. You should never get your flowers.
Yeah.
I won't even...
I'm just going to get in the chat and be like, you're welcome, everyone.
I won't even give you your flowers at your funeral.
I know you won't. You're not invited.
Too bad I'm showing up.
Oh, should I split the aces or should you keep the aces?
You should split the aces.
Yeah, I should split the aces, yeah.
You might not have a chance, though.
Oh, no. 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 No, Scotty. No.
And, well, we're good. Got the 13 against the 11/1. Give it to him. 21.
Bang!
Did you get two straight 21s?
Oh! Pew, pew, pew!
Why don't you bet more?
Yeah, I know, right?
You bitch. 15. Got to keep hitting. Keep it coming. Give me a 6. All right, we'll stay on that 19.
Yeah, there you go.
But they'll beat me with a 20.
It says I only won 400, but I should have won more than that. Because the blackjacks...
They're not. Not when you split.
Oh, you don't? It's not blackjack when you split? That's skeet as fuck. What?
It's just not.
Fuck that.
You think you should have got double blackjack?
Yep.
Because I think when you split, you can still push, unfortunately.
That also fuck that.
I know. Got that 5. Got that 15.
All right, gotta.
We gonna hit on that soft 15.
Gotta hit on a fucking 14. Sucks. Yeah, there's the bust.
Give me a 6, Doc. Well, Scotty hasn't been bad so far.
Scotty's been great to me, so I'm not.
He's got that stylized eyebrow.
Yeah.
You know?
Let you know he's cool, but rough.
You ever, would you ever, when you go to the barber next, ask them to put a little line in your eyebrow?
My eyebrows are too big for that. It would stand out too much. I got thick brows. I got Peter Gallagher brows, all right? I can't just be doing that.
818.
Chill. You gotta just chill.
Nah, I'm a hit.
You're back.
Against the 10. Fuck it. Very small window. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, very tiny window.
Keep it going. Give me a 5. Come on. Damn it.
Ah. Yeah, you would have lost it.
Yeah, would have lost.
Yeah. He's explaining. He's like, yeah, you all would have been fucked regardless. All right.
He's got my back. Anyway, you got anything exciting coming up this weekend?
Fuck no, thank God. Just chilling, dude. I just don't want to do. I have a wedding next weekend, so like, I'm absolutely doing jack shit this nice. Weekend.
I feel like I would actually enjoy the Ohio State team if I didn't know Ross.
It'd be more, certainly be a more fun team, yeah, if you didn't.
Probably the best
defense.
If you didn't have
someone telling you that he's a winner for going to Ohio
for going to the school. You know what? I'm actually braver than Ross because I went to a dog shit college football team.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
It's easy to go to Alabama. It's easy to go to Ohio State.
It is. Also, man, go to Georgia. All these fucking kids go to Bama now, too. Bama's like...
Oh, yeah. Northeast.
Out of state. The Midwest,
Jersey,
too.
No, dude. Jersey, Philly.
Yeah.
New York pipeline to Bama.
It's crazy.
And I do like that. They'll post stories like, can't believe I'm around all these right-wing crazy people. It's like, you went to Tuscaloosa for college. What did you expect?
I know, right? Like, it's still a culture shock. Double down. Let's go. Hate that.
All right. Well, I'm doubling down. He's going to feed me a 10. I feel it. No, he gave me a 2. Cool.
And there's, yeah.
And there's $1,000 gone. Shit, dude. Thanks for that, dude. Love you. Are you typing in the chat? Are you going to get
No. I was responding to a text message about, like, an actually important text message.
Lock in, dude.
I am locked in.
Well, just because, like, your kid's at the hospital right now.
Be like, babe, it's fucking Casino Friday. Fucking text me some other time. Lose me with that shit.
I got to pay for the hospital bill.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm paying for the goddamn hospital.
We know you sure shit ain't.
Mm-mm.
With your no-ass job. Boom.
Ain't working. Got 20?
Yep.
16. There we go. Scotty's been pretty chill today.
All right, let's do it.
Going to K? Going to Grando? Let's go. Scotty's like, ooh, look at this. Look, I'm the little baby at the table now.
Dude, they call me Curtis Granderson.
Let me unit shame myself here. I have the smallest bet at the table. Busted is, he doesn't fuck around either.
Oh, boy.
Split it. Split it.
Against a 10?
Yeah, split it.
No.
Split it.
No.
Split it, you bitch.
Not against a 10.
Dude, you a bitch.
That's just not how it works.
You are a bitch.
Fuck. One too many. Yeah, hit a 20.
Bitch,
I would have lost. I would have lost $2,000. Fuck you.
You don't know that? You would have split. That would have been a 14. Maybe you hit again. There's a 7. Bang.
I know there wouldn't have been.
There would have been. Wait, let's see what comes out next. Let's see what comes out next. Oh, man, you would have had a 17.
Let's go. What do we got?
Ugh.
Nice 13, Doug. 18 against a 6. Everybody stays.
I was thinking about hitting. just to make you upset.
Because you're a bitch.
14, 24. Yeah, there you go.
Everyone wins. Everyone wins. Hurts no one.
Hurt me. Because you know what hurts me the most? Not having freedom. Being chained to your expectations.
To the rules of, or like the unspoken rules.
Yeah, the unspoken rules.
The unwritten rules of blackjack. AKA just strategy, basic strategy.
I like basic freedom. That's what I like.
Well, you can do whatever you want, but you can fear the consequences of what's going to happen if you do it. Just like everything in life, you can do whatever the hell you want, but there will be consequences.
No.
If someone punches you in the face,
then I don't have liberty, because I should be able to do whatever I want with no consequences. Otherwise, that's not liberty. Full stop. See what happened there? There's your attitude.
We're 11 minutes in, boys.
It really feels like, I'll like look up and I'll be like, wow, we've been playing for a while, and it's like 8 minutes later. Scotty's been mostly good. I feel like I'm...
Give me the red card.
I'm about even on the day, though.
I'm down. Shocker, I know. There's an 11 against the 2. Here, we got to do it. $2,000 on the table.
Yeah, you got to double down on that. Come on.
$2,000
All right, I'm chilling.
On the table.
Turn the day around.
Give it to me. Give me the 10. Give me the 10. Give me the 10, buddy. There it is.
Let's go.
Wait, wait. He's going to push me, though. Watch. No 6. There we go.
Oh.
There we go. And we're up on the day. Bang, bang.
Did I tell you I thought of a great name or a great slogan for an assisted suicide place?
What would you call it?
Well, it's a slogan. It's not the name. It's the slogan.
What would you call it, though?
Oh, I don't know. I'll just call it, like, you know, I'll just name it after
What's the slogan?
Slogan
we'll workshop the name.
The slogan is, put that frown in the ground.
Okay.
Because you can't turn it upside down.
Well, you can if you dig yourself or bury yourself.
Upside down?
Kind of facing the ground.
Yeah.
Does anyone do that?
Oh, face down?
Face down, ass up?
I mean, that's that joke, right? Bury me upside down so my critics can kiss my ass.
No, that's literally somebody with their head down. I'm talking about just like, they're laying flat.
I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of mass graves where a person is buried like that, certainly.
Yeah, probably in like Germany,
France. In Bosnia. I'm sure Novak Djokovic's uncles have tossed many a man into a hole like that. Probably.
Perhaps a couple
Djokic and Djokovic just, Djokic's brothers probably just, tossing people in like that.
Probably the uncles of a girl I dated.
Almost certainly, yeah.
Staying on the 12 against the 13. Hit a 10. 16. Come on, boss bitch. Oh!
Oh, you bitch.
Oh! Come on.
It's all right, Scotty. It's all right.
He didn't know.
Scotty didn't know that this is my life savings on the table right now. I had to drain my savings account to do this.
I mean, you are selling your car.
I am selling my car for this show, actually. It's really, this show.
People
is,
don't know that.
It's crippling my life. Things have gotten really
bad. You are
bad.
Down bad. You are selling your car.
What a dick, dude. I gotta
come on.
What do you got, an 11? Oh, you have a chance to double down.
I had, and I also have $1,000 on the table that he's just going to steal from me right here. I'm not taking the insurance. He did it. He did it. I never get a blackjack, homie. Where's my blackjack?
It's all vibes-based, so something with you is off. When do the Phillies play tonight? We're recording this on a Tuesday.
I believe
your day game, probably, right?
You think so?
You're not playing after the Dodgers.
Yeah. I can't imagine the Dodgers Padres being at like 12 local. So if I was to guess 3.
Yeah, it's probably during work.
Shit. I got a 16.
Hitting on this 14.
I had to bust real fast.
Busting.
I'm a bust.
Oh, you guys play at 4.
Dear players, at this time our cleaning department will be done. Yes.
Yep. Yes. That's how you know it's a real casino. You can see someone vacuuming in the background.
No. The money has dissipated.
Good Lord. We're 15 minutes into the show. Do I have to do this for like 40 minutes alone?
No, we just got to go smaller units. You can't shame me. Don't shame me. Oh. I can't even double down on this.
Can I L shame you?
Ah, fuck. I would have loved to double down here.
Yeah, it'd be a good double down. I'm going to double down. Come on.
Hit it.
Ugh.
It's a sweet 15, dude.
Yeah.
I got a 13.
Damn, I'm actually like
I gotta stay on the
down
13.
A little bit here.
Oh, no. Come on, 10. 10. Oh, 10. Oh!
Come on, man.
Man.
What the fuck?
All right. Well, got ourselves a bit of a pickle here.
Bit of a hole. In a bit of a hole here with Scotty. Scotty doesn't know that he's bankrupting me.
And I'm living in a van on Sunday.
My wife has left and she took the kids. Now I'm taking pills, go to sleep. Yeah, I'll get a hit again.
Because I ain't got visitation. No visitation.
We can only meet at the Chick-fil-A in the play place once on a Monday.
I just pushed a good hand.
Ugh. Yeah, anyway,
I think
things are fine. My Bookie's live casino rules. Go to mybookie.com. Use promo code DRINKBROS at double your first deposit.
There's legs to that song.
All right, let's go. Come on, Scotty. Give me some good shit here. 12.
Ace.
That's
come on. Ace. Boom. There's the blackjack.
Finally, once you stop putting $1,000 on the table, you know. Okay, I guess I'll sit on a 12 because he's got a 3. That's stupid and annoying.
You're fine, dude. You're fine. He's going 10-10.
There Damn. We go. Bang. Bang. All right. I'm not fucking around here. I'm putting $500 on the table.
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to get some shit back.
Why not?
Because if I win this hand, I'll be up like $200.
I'll still be down.
Yeah. Yeah, quite a bit.
Down, down, down. There's your 10. That's a good start for you. There's my 10. Give me an ace. Give me
all right,
an ace.
All right. Take that 20.
18 against...
What a dickhead.
Literally the worst.
What a fucking dickhead.
I just gotta watch my demise.
Stand on that. Alrighty. Hit on the 12. Busted's not fucking around.
Just hope he flips a 7.
Sorry, flip a 7. I'm sorry, Busted.
Flip a 7.
Oh, look at Busted.
Oh, he flipped a 3. All right.
Well, thank God.
I lost.
I won, which is huge.
Which is all that matters for you.
Yeah.
Because you're selfish.
Well, yes, of course. I'm very selfish. Oof, needed that win. Needed that dub. Scotty was good early, but he's kind of just come back around. I mean, Scotty is chaotic neutral. You know what I mean? Like, he's just there. He's just doing what he's doing. Some dealers are evil, as we've seen on this show. They'll build 21s out of half the deck. But Scotty's just doing his thing.
He's more direct.
Yeah.
All right, there's a 6. Flip a 10 and a 10. 12. 14.
Good Lord.
As you said that.
Yeah.
Why do you talk, Rob?
Oh, literally as I said that. It's not chill, Scotty. What the
like
fuck?
Like 7 cards?
Yeah.
20?
It was like legitimately 7 cards. I mean, I pushed on a 20, so I don't feel much better.
I need a win so bad. Oh. That's cool, dude.
A 13 with a 6. Fuck it, I'll stay. That shit's dumb, yo.
I'm so dumb, dude.
Sit on it, Potsy.
Well, I ran out of time.
Hey, what you pushed?
I pushed.
All right, I'm going 500 again. Let's see what we can do here, Scotty. Come on. Come on, Scotty. Shuffling again? What's going on? It's not time to shuffle.
We got 20 minutes in.
Man, I swear this show sometimes, you just get so wrapped up in the hands. Yeah, it really does. It really crawls for us. I don't know if it crawls for the listener, but like truly.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, they're like, oh, God. Yeah, how long can we listen to them get poor?
I'll stand on the 19 and hopefully just bush. Hope he doesn't have an ace.
Yeah, an ace would truly piss me off.
All right, no seven, no seven, no seven, no seven, no...
Motherfuck! Come on, man!
Oh, boy. All right. Looks like we're staying to the min.
What the fuck, dude? Oh, shit, I just put 500 down again on accident.
Yep.
God damn it, I didn't mean to do that. Fuck. Gotta pay attention, kids.
Oh, boy. Is that your whole bankroll?
No. No.
It's kind of mine.
Truly, as soon as I gave Scotty credit for... I guess I'll stay.
Sick. I get to double down on the smallest minimum hand I have. Well, it's probably for the best. It's probably for the best. 10.
Come on. Come on. Come 10. On, bust. Yes! Oh, that was necessary.
You all right?
Yeah, that just wouldn't have been good otherwise.
Was that?
What?
Was that your O face?
No.
Oh, man.
No, I can show you my O face, but that wasn't it. Like, I would be married if that was how I came.
That's honestly the orgasm of a king.
Is it? Yeah, but a king doesn't really need the consent of the married, so to speak. You know what I mean? Consent to the governed, consent to the mayor. It's a king. Kind of just does what he wants.
We'll keep hitting.
You hitting?
Yeah.
Oh. Boom. Oh, look at you.
Yeah, we'll stay there.
Chill. Now tell him, though, you want to sit on the 10, not the 20.
And I needed every one of those cards.
Yep. All right, I'm going 500 again. Let's attack. Oh no, Scotty's leaving. Ooh, a lady.
Lady. Okay.
I don't think I've seen her before. What's your fake name?
Guess.
Wyoming. Ugh,
I'm going to say it's Alyssa.
Yeah, well, you. Son.
11. Did I get it?
You got it right.
Oh, crazy.
Uh-oh. Double down time. $1,000 on the table. Holy shit. Let's go. Yes!
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fuck yeah! Double down, dude. You got a 10.
He's busted, though. And he's got $600 on the table. He probably doesn't have enough to double down.
Double down! Oh, he had no.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not quite what you want.
No. Come on. Oh.
Woo!
Oh. That hurt.
All right, now I'm up a grand on the day. What a day. At mybookie.com live casino. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000. And if you're a regular gambler on MyBookie, you will be in the MyBookie Plus program. So, like, if you're playing a table game like we are, for every dollar you bet, you get a point with that. So I just got 2,000 points, 1,000. No, 2,000 points because I bet $1,000. Yeah, so you get a point per dollar you bet. So I just got 1,000 points into my MyBookie Plus rewards program. You know, you bet a $50 thing on a game or whatever, you get 50 points, and there's all kinds of rewards and buybacks and stuff you can get through them. All the details are in our Facebook group, one of the pinned posts at the top, Drinking Bros Sports Facebook. Check it out. It's pretty sweet.
There we go. There we go. Come on, Ace. Should I split them? No.
No.
I'm kidding.
Not.
Well. Oh, boy.
Oh, baby.
We're down bad.
You know what? I'm putting 600 on the table. You know what?
You see this right here, Rob?
I'm putting 1,000 on the table.
Look where we're at.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Got ourselves four hands left. I need to win some hands. That's not a good start.
I will stay on the 20. I swear. What, we get a double early?
Come on, 10.
Boom! Let's go!
No, let's not go.
Let's go!
I want to be out very soon.
I really, yeah, I'm going to have to do this whole fucking show by myself.
Well, you can't because we're going to have to attach it to your computer then.
Are we going to do a third? All right, just hold on for dear life.
I'm trying.
The minimum. So Dan currently has 4 bets left in his bank. 4 minimum bets. So the deal now becomes, how long can we broadcast this show?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. All right, just get a hit.
Would have loved the double down there, but not against the 10.
Yeah, same. 19. Yeah, chilling.
Yeah, especially all these big cards coming out. No way I get the...
Yeah, you're getting a 4. Oh, an 8. All right.
Doesn't matter. She's flipping a 10. Yep. There it is.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Lady, come on.
All right.
Alyssa is brutal. Dan's down to 2 bets.
Well, 3.
Oh, because you have it on the table. 3 bets. Just got to tread water for like 20 minutes.
For 20 more minutes. We can do this. Positive vibes, Rob.
I got nothing vibes. But positive vibes for you.
14. Good start.
Great start. Okay, I'm splitting these 4s.
I'm getting a 7. It's okay.
Double down on the 10. Because fuck it, why not? Oh, that didn't go well. Yeah, hit.
Double down.
I would have busted on the first one anyway, so. I'm just going to stand. I got a 12 and a 16. Oof, bust on him. Busted.
Small. Ugh, not that small.
Just don't flip a 10, lady. Don't flip a 10.
Well, might have been worse.
It was much worse.
It was
so much worse. I'm putting 1,000 back on the table. Are you down to 2 bets?
Yep.
Good Lord. She's really pretty rough. Like, she's not treating us well.
We had to slow play it.
3. We really do.
You put $1,000 on the table?
I did, yeah.
Well, I got 13. Hoping she just goes 10-10.
She has been just tossing you dog shit.
Well, there's the first one. Come on. One more.
Big number. We're sitting around.
Man, the clock is going so slow.
We're hanging around. I know, right?
Clock is so slow.
One thing we've probably been talking about in a while, if you're a newish listener, like, these hands go fast. This is not like at a casino where people are kind of chit-chatting. The dealer will talk with you about strategy maybe a little bit. They will just, I mean, it is just fucking fast-paced.
Oh, my God.
You are, oh, boy.
She's giving me nothing.
You might need to switch seats. Yeah, bust on that.
Come on. Well, yep, there's the bust card.
Okay, so you still got 2 bets.
Hmm.
She had an 18. What are you going to do?
What if I sit a hand out?
Yeah, you could sit a hand out. Why not?
We'll sit the hand out.
All right, I'm going to put a lot of money on the table to get some drama. I got 600 going. Not how you want to start. Definitely not how you want to start. I'm going to hit on the 12.
Well, she gave me a set. That would have been my hand, kind of, right?
Busting on a $600
whatever
hand.
Her
love
card
to see
that she
it.
Didn't
love to see it.
17. Did you get it? You lost, right?
Yeah, I lost. I lost on the 600. All right, we're down to your second to last bet, potentially. The drama unfold. How long? Oh, this is like that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer's just driving on empty to see how long he can.
I love that episode. I feel alive. Oh, another six.
Ah, there we go. 20.
Nine. All right.
I mean, that's, you know.
Hit me,
split
baby.
Split them six, dog. What are you doing?
Give me that 10. Give me that
Fuck
10.
That shit. Ugh. Wow. What a draw.
Oh.
Come on. Seven.
Oh.
Seven.
Oh.
Six.
Six. Come on, small, small, small. Oh.
Boy.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Here it is. Last bet. I'll put $1,000 on the table.
I'm going to sit out.
You're going to sit out? All right, I'll put $1,000
on the table. I'm going to sit out a couple hands and just watch.
Some guy named Texas is South just joined the table, which thanks for letting us know on your gambling account what you think of Texas geographically. Uh-oh, the vacuum break.
I actually don't think Texas is south.
It's not southern. I mean, it is literally south.
No.
Like, it's in the south part of the United States.
Yeah, but it's kind of in the middle of the Americas.
Right? I don't consider.
If anything, it's North America.
It is northern, yeah. It's quite northern, actually. Most of the Americas is south of Texas. Texas isn't south. Texas is south. Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, on a grandiose scale, it's pretty northern.
Ooh, I might get to double down here with $1,000 on the table. Yep, I do. Doubling down, this is a $2,000 bet. This is all my winnings for the day. 12. Fucking sweet.
Dude.
And I'm no longer up. I'm back to even on the day.
Right. I think I'm just going to kind of sit here until the last hand, because if I lose a hand, it'll give that annoying message.
It will. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So stay tuned in 10 minutes for my last bet.
Oh, my God. I like the pressure more. You know, I like you having needing to win.
Well, I do need to win in order to have an account still.
Yes, you will. Yeah, there's a good hand on the
Maybe I'll hit a golf bet.
There we go.
All the scrubs are playing in Utah this weekend.
What season even is it right now?
It's the fall season, which is where guys who are fringe tour players
try to get some points.
Try to get points, yeah. To beef up their status.
Fair enough.
Right now the favorite is Keith Mitchell.
It's funny to me, just think about this, and I know we can probably relate to an extent. There's probably dudes on that tour, right, or playing these tournaments right now that just wish they didn't have to play them. They're mad about what type of professional golf they're playing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're still doing okay. They're still probably making close to $1 million.
But they're probably this is bullshit. This is undignified. This is fucking, I'm better. But it's dude.
They're just in Mississippi. Now they're going to Utah.
Yeah.
I don't want to go
it's
here.
Your life's pretty sweet. Come on.
I know. But plus, if you win the Sanderson's Farms, it's a rooster's trophy.
But you know what they say, you know? Show me a hot girl, and I'll Chelsea show you Kevin, someone tired of fucking her. Same with most good things.
Yeah, man. That's what I say about every hot girl I had sex with. It wasn't because they dumped me.
No, dude. I was just tired of fucking her.
They totally didn't dump me.
No.
Or chose
never have.
Over me.
Never been. Wouldn't know.
Nobody would. Why would you pick somebody else over me?
Oh wow. She just built a 21 there. That's pretty cool. All right. Well, I'm putting $1,000 on the table. You're not doing that again.
I mean, I'm clearly doing so well. Look at this. I'm down to $28 in my account.
Yep. Absolutely crushing it.
That's $28 more than most people.
I agree. Oh, start with a 3. That's great. And make it a 13, sure. Even better.
Maybe not great in the U.S., but Africa?
Right.
Give me Asia?
Give me an 8.
India?
Bust. Boy. Boy, oh boy. That wasn't sweet. That was pretty unsweet.
Imagine how far $28 can go in Sri Lanka.
Oh my God, you're king. You're king.
At least for a day.
Yeah. Yeah, for a couple days. It's a short reign, but you know how many other people are kings? Not many.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero of your
friends.
Would
you rather reign for a week or be a peasant for life?
When you reign for a week, though, it kind of implies that you got beheaded.
It ended bad, yeah.
It ended pretty poorly.
Yeah. But how much does beheading really even hurt?
Do you think there were any, like, truly benevolent kings?
Yeah, there are plenty.
Guys that were chill?
Yeah, 100%.
Cool with the people?
100%. Now, would I ever want to live under a king? Fuck no. Or any sort of monarchy, but... Yeah. Probably some nice ones.
But people that were...
Not probably, there definitely was.
Yeah, but I bet they got fucking... For being too nice, they probably got... outmaneuvered by their cabinet. They're, like, kind of...
I mean, the best ones were the nice ones that were able to also rule with a fairly firm hand when they needed to. Although maybe that firm hand included.
Somebody's always going to try to take advantage of a benevolent king.
It's just, you don't want to live in a monarchy. Not a real monarchy. Seems like it would be very easy to go bad. All right, Alyssa's shuffling.
Jordan seems cool.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
It's like cool, considering...
No, he's like half British, too.
It could go so bad so fast.
Not under him?
Yeah, under him. If he feels like it.
What kind of king would you be?
Horrific. Horrific.
Would you let all the power go to your head?
Oh, yeah. Kidnap your daughters.
You're going like full Uday Hussein.
Yeah.
Would you invite some American rappers to throw concerts?
Certainly. Yeah. Kanye West would be doing every party I had.
Hmm.
I would pay him with the wages of oil workers.
I hope he's not tied to the Diddy stuff.
Who knows? He's probably got his own.
Do you think Kanye will get vindicated?
How?
But like he was actually right about everything.
Like what? I don't even remember what he says anymore.
I don't either.
It's all just fucking wacky shit. Wasn't he on the sort of like, he was saying some Jew stuff for a while.
Some Jew stuff. Mostly Jew stuff.
Jew stuff. I feel like so few people are ever vindicated on Jew stuff.
I don't know. They seem to be vindicated pretty often, actually.
How? What?
It just kind of comes back into like the public consciousness and acceptability every... No, just like every 50 years or so.
You're just like, Jew.
A lot of problems from that community.
They're not vindicated, though. They just bring it up again.
People tend to agree with...
It doesn't matter if people agree with them.
There's a lot of smoke at that... like,
is there?
In those bushes.
Is there? I see what you did there.
It's a Moses joke.
Bush is burning. I'm getting slaughtered, by the way.
Yeah,
now.
It hasn't, I'm down to $28.
It hasn't gone well in a while.
All right, we're at... let's say we make a bet. I'll make my last bet in 7 minutes.
7 minutes? Okay. And if I lose most of my hands over the course of that 7 minutes, I'll blame the Jews.
It's a pretty good scapegoat.
Yeah.
And honestly, there's such a small percentage of the world that they do run all these things.
Good on them.
Bravo.
She built a 21, so Jews.
Bravo, Jews.
Fuck. I'm just killed here. This is horrible.
So how much are you going to get for that car that's going to immediately just pay this off?
Not enough.
Are you even going to be able to pay off the loan on the car?
Oh, no. The whole point is we're getting rid of the payments because we have another car. Yeah, I'm not breaking a profit on this car.
Must be nice to just have be handed a really kind of newish car.
It's not newish. It's from like 2008. It's just
how many
it's
miles?
Like only 100.
Yeah, it's newish.
Well, it's old.
It's a Tahoe?
Yeah.
Is your wife going to be driving it?
No, I'm driving Tahoe.
You know, murder it out. It's going to be all blacked out.
I mean, it is a black Tahoe.
You can have tinted windows.
I'm gonna trick it out for sure.
The frat hoe.
Mm-hmm. That was the big frat car at TFM, the Tahoe.
Tahoe was a big frat car.
Finally.
It's also a big, like, suburban mom car.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of Tahoes in my neighborhood. It's fucking big, too. It's, like, it's easily the biggest car I've ever driven.
A lot of MILFs drive
Or, like, Tahoes. Owned, I should say. All right, let's hit on this 15.
Do you think your wife's incapable of driving a Tahoe?
I would not Having want her to drive it. So I had to back it out of our driveway the other day because we were selling our house, too. And,
backup camera
also because
not?
Of this show. And I had to back out of the driveway, and I've become completely spoiled by rear cameras. Yeah. So I had to fucking analog back out.
I analog every day, dude. My truck doesn't have a backup camera.
It sucks.
I was given an option, and I said no.
It sucks to have to go back to that.
Because I'm a true driver.
Yeah, I'm
a true valet.
That's the new driving stick. It's just not having a rear camera. Yeah.
Because I had to do that valeting, and you had to back into cars every time. Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, my brain was totally broken. I was so used to just like looking at the dash and having a camera do all the work for me. And now I had to like look into this mirror. I couldn't see anything. I could have hit like 20 kids in the 5 feet I packed out.
So many beeps. You could always have a fucking camera installed. They're not that expensive.
You know what? Maybe I will. Because it sucks to not have one. And it's really big.
Damn, look at you with your 18.
Yeah, dog. I mean, she's going to flip a 10.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Maybe a 9.
Ain't nothing good happening.
Yep, there it is.
Flip that 10, lady. That's what I'm talking about, Alyssa.
Why do we do this every
Fuck
fucking
me
week?
Up, girl. Every Fuck week. Me up.
Every fucking week.
She just sits there calmly with her hands like clasped together like a fucking IRS agent. It's just like, yeah.
sleeves. Yeah, I just paid the IRS like $2,000. I still owe them another, I think, $6,000 or something.
I got to follow back up with
just
the
slow
account.
Playing it. I don't want to pay them all at once. Make them work for it.
Yeah, I agree. Thirsty bitches. Two blackjacks? Jesus. And then meanwhile, she does.
Oh, no.
I don't care, man. I don't care about
Wait,
anything.
She even flipped. Did everybody bust?
No, the other two. I busted, and the other two were blackjacks.
Oh, okay.
She was about to whip out that 10, though. She had an 11.
Yeah, she was.
In fact, let's see what she was about to whip out. Ah, a 5. So I still would have lost.
Well, no, she would have had 16.
No, she would have had 17. She had an 11.
And a 5. 5 and 11 is 16.
Fuck.
She would have had to flip another car.
Okay, there we go, good.
Boom. She's going to flip a 7, probably.
I think a 7 and a 10 feels
smart.
Well, a 6,
there it is.
18. There we go, baby. There we go. Boy, I've had about a $3,000 swing here in the last 10, 15 minutes. It goes so fucking fast. So fucking fast. I don't like it. It's not cool. Ah, a 16. Wonderful. Love that for me. I'll just sit on this 16 like it's a fucking knife. There we go. Finally, lady. Jeez. Don't condescend me. All right, you're about a minute away from your final bet here. What are you doing?
Someone was messaging me about potentially being on the Drinking Bros show.
Ah.
And I guess his dad works for FEMA.
FEMA?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm like, I don't know.
What is that? You'll have
to ask Holloway.
Never heard of it.
Because it's not my show and I don't make calls. Alrighty. All right. Should we?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it, dude.
Oh, my game. What? I guess I got to reload. No. It expired.
Because you were just sitting there like a bum. standing behind my chair.
Reload. Maybe I should just bet behind you. Look at this.
Oh, I got a 20.
I can't see it. No. No. I mean, they can't.
And she's asking me to take insurance.
Oh, it's probably a good thing I missed that hand.
It's a great thing you miss his hand. Yeah, she had a blackjack. So, good for you for missing that hand. Oh, man, your fucking browser's just being a bitch.
It's not great. There we go.
All right, Dan's last hand.
I still have $3 in the account, but...
Yeah, I don't think that's... The minimum bet is 25.
I got about 350.
I'm getting a 3 here.
Come on.
Oh, boy. Come on. 13.
Come on. Soft 16. We're going to hit.
I'm going to sit on the 13, I guess. You got a 6.
Feed me a 5, you son of a bitch. I would have taken that 4.
Okay. Sit on the 17. She's got a 6, dude. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I can't make the call. It just ran out. There we go. She let me hit. I'll stand anyway.
Boy, she really fucked you there.
Kinda.
Didn't matter. Hey. Didn't matter.
And that's a great way to end the show.
See you later. Byboogie.com. Jesus Christ.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.